잠시 후 영어 듣기 능력 평가가 시작됩니다. 여러분 안녕하십니까? 지금부터 전국 15개 시도교육청이 공동으로 주관하는 2024학년도 제1회 고등학교 3학년 영어 듣기 능력 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 교실에 계시는 선생님들께서는 라디오의 음량을 알맞게 조절하여 주시고 학생 여러분은 답안지에 반, 번호 그리고 이름을 써넣으시기 바랍니다. 모든 문제는 한 번씩만 들려드리니 잘 듣고 지시에 따라 물음에 답하시기 바랍니다. 이제 시작하겠습니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Wendy, have you thought about joining any clubs this semester? I think the cooking club seems interesting.
Oh, I'm considering joining the photography club. I've always wanted to learn how to capture great moments.
Photography? But you don't even have a camera. Can you still join the club?
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, when will you arrive home? I'm heading to the market. Do you want anything?
I'll be home in 30 minutes. Can you get some sugar-free bread for me?
Sugar-free bread? Not chocolate cakes? But you're usually a big fan of chocolate cakes. Why did you change your preference?
3번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Did you catch the news, Nancy? The city council is planning to cut down the old oak tree near the park entrance in order to build a new parking lot.
No way! That oak tree is a symbol of our neighborhood. We should stop them.
I agree. Why don't we collect people's signatures against the plan? It's important to deliver a strong message to the city council.
4번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, everyone. Today, we'll explore the secrets of a productive afternoon. Firstly, take a brief break after lunch. This can be a short walk or a few moments of relaxation. It helps recharge your energy for the rest of the day. Secondly, plan and organize your afternoon tasks in the order of their importance. This ensures that you stay focused. Lastly, start with the challenging projects during the early afternoon when your concentration is typically higher. Remember, a well-organized and focused afternoon can lay the groundwork for a successful day. I hope you find these insights valuable for optimizing your productivity.
5번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, class. Today, we'll deal with something crucial to improving your communication. How you can deliver your messages better without simply relying on the vocabulary. In other words, we'll address the fact that nonverbal expressions can be used effectively for better interactions. Believe it or not, the way you move your body can significantly enhance your message. Your gestures and facial expressions help deliver your messages more effectively. These nonverbal cues can convey emotions and add clarity to your communication. So, when you deliver your message to a partner, let your body language enhance the impact of your words.
(6번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 주장으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mom, did you hear the news? The panda is going back to its home country. It's my favorite animal.
Yes, Larry, that's disappointing. But did you know it's an endangered species?
No, I didn't. By the way, what's the connection between being an endangered species and returning it to its home country?
If endangered species are sent back to their home countries, they're more likely to establish their own families and survive.
I hadn't considered that. Still, I feel disappointed.
Me too. But now we need to change our perspective about animals.
What do you mean?
They weren't born to stay in a zoo for the pleasure of humans. We should protect them and help them survive in nature.
Now I understand what you mean by changing our perspective.
It's our responsibility to protect endangered animals.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
How are you doing, Jane? You look down.
Hi, Mike. I'm feeling quite helpless these days. I have no appetite as well.
What happened?
I think it's because my only son moved to New York to enter college. Now I feel lonely and empty.
You are experiencing empty nest syndrome.
Empty nest syndrome?
Many parents have a hard time dealing with the loneliness when their children grow up and leave home.
I think that's exactly my case. Then what can I do?
Why don't you take up a hobby and focus on doing that?
Well, does it really help?
As you know, I also had similar emotions when my daughter left home for college. However, when I started hiking as my hobby, I felt far better.
I see. Thank you for your advice. I'll give it a try.
8번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello. Have a seat. How may I help you?
Hi, Mr. Park. This is Daisy. She barks a lot and chews up everything in the house.
Oh, that's a serious issue. How long has she been displaying such behavior?
About 3 months, I guess. That's when I started working full-time.
I see. It seems to me that Daisy might be experiencing separation anxiety. Have you tried anything to keep your dog from doing that?
Well, at home, I try to keep her from barking by giving her treats, and I scold her if I find anything has been chewed up.
That could help, but those are just temporary solutions. We need a more fundamental approach.
Okay. Can you provide more specifics?
I'll demonstrate it by modeling what you should do. Follow me with Daisy.
9번. 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
Number 1.
Excuse me, but can you please be quiet in the theater?
I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that my voice was that loud. Number 2.
Excuse me, I was supposed to return this book today, but can I extend the due date?
Of course. You can extend it for one more week. Number three.
Can you tell me where the nearest bookstore is?
Sure. There is a bookstore across the street from City Hall. Number four.
I'd like to buy this bag. How much is it?
It's $3 with the discount. Cash or card? Number five.
Sir, I'm sorry, but I forgot to do my homework.
This is already the second time. Don't forget to do your homework anymore.
(10번) 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
'Hello, this is Ace Train Express. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to check on my reservation for a service.
Okay, can I have your name or reservation number?
I made the reservation under the name of my grandmother, Kate Smith.
Oh, I see it. You booked a service for the physically challenged.
Yes, I did. She uses a wheelchair, so she has difficulty getting on and off the train.
Don't worry. We have excellently trained employees to assist the physically challenged.
Great. If it's possible, can I ask that a female employee be assigned? Just in case my grandmother needs to use the bathroom.
No problem. I'll make sure your grandmother is taken good care of.
Great. Thank you very much.
11번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 약속 시간에 늦은 이유를 고르시오.
Hi, Chris. I'm sorry I'm late.
Never mind. I've been watching some short videos.
I was worried that you'd be angry at me.
It's all right. I thought you were late because of traffic jams.
The traffic wasn't too heavy today, so I decided to take a bus. As you know, I don't like subways.
I know. Then, was there something wrong on the bus?
Well, as soon as I got to the bus stop, I jumped on the bus just as it was about to leave.
Well, you were lucky.
No. After the bus started driving away, I realized that I had gotten on the wrong bus.
Oh, no. That's why you're late.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
12번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 차액으로 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Good afternoon. May I help you?
I'd like to sell this bike and hopefully buy an armchair.
Okay. You can buy, sell, or donate any used items at this recycling center.
Great. I bought this bike for $140 2 months ago. How much can I get for it?
Let me check first. It's still in good condition. We can give you half of the original price, so it's $70.
Can you please give me a little more than that? Remember, I'm planning on buying an armchair with the money I get from the bike.
Okay, then we'll give you $5 more. Would you like to see the armchairs? They're right over here.
Oh, thank you. This one looks very comfortable and stylish.
Right. It's high quality and almost brand new. It's $90.
Okay. I'll take it.
Good. You can just pay the difference.
Okay. Here's my credit card.
13번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 숙면을 위한 방법으로 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Oh, it's so hot in here. Kelly, do you mind if I open the window?
Not at all. You look really tired today, Tony.
Yeah, it's probably because I have a sleep problem. I cannot sleep well these days.
You should avoid drinks with caffeine, like coffee.
You're right. I'm trying to drink less coffee.
Getting some exercise will help you get more sleep, too.
I actually exercise almost every evening.
But exercising late in the evening is not good for your sound sleep.
Really? I'd better not exercise after dinner.
And don't take a nap in the late afternoon.
I already know that, but I'm still not getting enough sleep.
Why don't you see a doctor? If you're having such a hard time, you should get professional help.
Okay. Thanks for your advice.
Running with your pet dog에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
If you have a pet dog, this is the perfect event for you. Join our Running with Your Pet Dog event at Lake Park on April 14th. The event starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. All participants can choose a course of either 5 kilometers or 10 kilometers. Name tags of two different colors will be given to the dogs and owners according to their courses. The registration fee is $15, and dog treats, water, and hot chocolate will be given out during the event. If you register before April 7th, you'll get a free race t-shirt. You can also register on the day of the race, but you won't get a free t-shirt. For more information, visit our website, www.runwithdogs.com.
15번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 선택한 아파트를 고르시오.
Hello. May I help you?
Hello. I want to rent an apartment in Rosetown. Do you have any available?
How many bedrooms do you need?
I need a one-bedroom because I live by myself.
Sure. We have several one-bedroom apartments.
Are they all in good condition?
Of course. All our apartments are in good shape and in safe neighborhoods. Do you have a specific location you want?
Yes, I want it to be close to downtown, maybe within 3 kilometers.
All right. So we have two apartments close to downtown, and both of them are furnished.
That's good. I can't afford to buy any furniture.
So between the two, which one do you like better?
I'll choose the one with a lower monthly rent.
16번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Brian. How can I help you?
Hello, Ms. Kim. I know you have been running the school broadcasting club. I'm planning to make a short film for our school festival. Could you give me some advice?
Sure. First of all, you should focus on the story. A good video always has a good story.
I see. I have a storyline in mind.
Next, lighting is crucial. It can set the mood of your film.
I'll keep that in mind. And what about the editing part?
When it comes to editing, less is more. Don't overuse transitions or effects. And make sure the music matches the mood of the scene.
That sounds like a lot to remember. But I'll try to do my best. Is there anything else I should know?
Yes. After everything is done, it's important to watch the final version of your video carefully to make sure everything is okay.
17번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Welcome to my office, Ms. Blair.
Thanks for inviting me, Mr. Rogers. Oh, look, what a wonderful painting on your computer screen.
You know what? I painted it.
How did you make such a great painting?
I learned new painting techniques while taking a digital painting course.
A digital painting course? I've never heard of that.
It's a course where you can learn how to create digital paintings and images. You just need a tablet and an electronic pen.
Sounds interesting. I'm also a big fan of art.
You can apply for the course. Soon, a new session will open.
Really? Can you tell me the website where I can apply?
Okay. I'll send a link for you to register. Actually, you should hurry because this course is very popular these days.
(18번) 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 제니퍼가 탐에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Tom is the student council president. As a leader, he always takes the lead and shows good examples to the other members. His only problem is that he does too much of the work all by himself and sometimes gets exhausted. Jennifer, one of the council members, knows this and always thinks he should share the work with other members. Today, Tom and the council members are preparing for an upcoming school festival in the student hall. Their job is to decorate the main stage. However, when Jennifer arrives at the student hall earlier than expected, she finds that Tom is about to decorate the main stage alone. So, she wants to suggest that he should work together with the other council members. In this situation, what would Jennifer most likely say to Tom?
19번과 20번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Welcome to the world of information. My name is Jerry, the host of the channel. Today, let's explore the foods that we love, which were discovered by accident. First, the potato chip. It was born when a chef sliced potatoes extremely thin, responding to a complaint about the thick fries. The second one is the chocolate chip cookie. A chef was making cookies, but ran out of the chocolates he used. So he added pieces of a chocolate bar instead, which gave birth to chocolate chip cookies. The next one is the popsicle, a kind of ice candy. It was discovered on a very cold night when a man left a glass of soda with a stick in it outside and it froze. The last one is the ice cream cone. It appeared in the world when an ice cream seller ran out of dishes for ice cream and used rolled-up waffles instead. Isn't it interesting to know how such foods were made by chance?
19번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오. (20번) 언급된 음식이 아닌 것을 고르시오. (수고하셨습니다.) 이상으로 전국 15개 시도교육청이 공동으로 주관하는 2024학년도 제1회 고등학교 3학년 영어 듣기 능력평가를 모두 마치겠습니다.